Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus taught in parables. How many know this is true? You remember this? And in fact, his disciples came to him. You're going where? So just hold your place there, and I'm going to read you some other scriptures. They asked him, you're in Matthew 22?
Yes.
Well, just back up to chapter 13. You're right there by it. In here, they asked him a question in Matthew 13:10. Matthew 13:10. The disciples came and they said to Jesus, why do you speak to them in parables? Because every time he started teaching and preaching, he's telling parables. Anybody know what a parable is? He'd say, and usually it started out with this, the kingdom of God is like, right? It's like a man that went and caught a bunch of fish, and he brought them to shore, and he separated the good ones from the bad. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Kingdom of God is like leaven. The kingdom of God is like the man that found the pearl of great price. The kingdom of God is, right? That's, people want to imagine a lot of stuff that Jesus said and did. That's what he taught. What should we be thinking about and talking about? Same thing. Kingdom of God. But they noticed every time he started talking, he began to tell stories about natural things that illustrated and explained the kingdom of God. And so they asked him, they said, why do you always do that? You're always telling stories. You're always telling parables. Here's what he said. He said, verse 11, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. But verse 16 says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He said, I tell you, many prophets and righteous men desired to see the things you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. The parables were used of him in this way that people who had a heart for it would get revelation. People who didn't, it'd just go right over their head. Do you see this? And it's still that way today. I said it's that way today. If you respect the kingdom of God, if you love God and His things, and you have a heart for it, then He'll give you ears to hear it. And you'll hear things other people don't hear. And you'll see things. That's why, you know, there are people, probably people that know you, that you have acquaintance with. They just do not understand why you would come in here and listen to a preacher this long. Or why you'd even be in here on a Sunday morning when you could be on the golf course or fishing somewhere or something. They don't see the value of it. They don't have ears to hear it. And some of them hear the same things that you've heard. But it's like, okay. So Jesus told stories about fish and pearls. And not have a clue. Now, the reason I'm saying this, let's stir ourselves up. Because we're going to listen to Jesus on these. How many would like to have a CD of Jesus preaching? You can have one. Buy you one of those CD recorders and take this and read it on there. Right? This is him teaching and preaching. See, why isn't that real to us like it should be? But we see we've already begun this. We talked last week about the parable of the talents. Anybody remember that? He gave, you know, to one this amount, to another amount. What's he talking about? Well, we saw insight as he explained it We're given charges and graces and opportunities right now, and based on what we do with it, we're going to rule and reign over 10 cities in the eternal kingdom of God. This is no fairy tale. These cities would be just as real as Tulsa and LA and New York and Chicago. And you will be the governor over them. Not for 50 years. Forever. See, this hadn't been real to us. It's been, yeah, Jesus told stories. Well, to people who don't have ears to hear. Oh, he said, but to you it is given to know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Things that people, angels have longed to look into. Great men and women and prophets of old wanted to look into and couldn't see it and couldn't get it. But you and I are living in the time. We're in the day. And we're chosen of God to live in this generation. We've been given the Word. We've been given the Holy Spirit. And if we'd just sit still and show some respect and say, Lord, show me about the kingdom. Show me about the kingdom. He'll say, all right, the kingdom of God is like this. And if you're listening with your heart and if you're focused, you won't just hear about fish and about pearls and about talents. You will get revelation that'll come up in you and you'll see how this thing works and you'll understand it and you'll live this way. And it won't be many days you're busy living this way and you'll look up and the trumpet will sound and that'll be it. And instead of just talking about the kingdom and walking by faith in the kingdom, it's going to be outwardly visible. It'll be the only kingdom around. The only one. And you won't be on the side just happy about it. You'll be in the middle ruling and reigning with Him. Can you see this has not been real enough to us? But what have we been teaching and preaching? What have we been talking about and thinking about? Has it been as important as this? I believe the Lord is focusing us, helping us to see what's important. Life's too short to waste it on a bunch of side things. Right? Preaching against everything. Preaching against smoking. Preaching against drinking a beer. Preaching against cussing, and preaching against the short skirt, and preaching against this and that. People got a lot more problems than smoking and drinking in short skirts. They do. They just ain't being smart. There's a lot of stuff worse than smoking and drinking. There's a lot of stuff that churchgoers do worse than smoking and drinking. That's just a fact. I'm not advocating that you smoke all the time and get drunk. I'm not. But you get full of love for God and you get to the point where you live for the kingdom of God. Nobody's going to have to preach about this stuff. It's the law of displacement. You get full of God, it'll push other stuff that's unnecessary out. It will. One reason sometimes people have so many vices and bondages in their life is because they just don't have a life. You know what I mean by that? Their life is not what it's supposed to be. They don't have their purpose. They're not doing their job. They hadn't found their place. They don't feel useful and valuable and satisfied. So they're empty. And so they do all this stuff to try to fill the hole and fill the void. Use different crutches to try to help them get through. Make them feel good or make them feel like something. Friend, you get full of God. You find your place in the kingdom. You use the God every day to change somebody's life and to help them out. You won't need a crutch. You won't need a drug. You won't need to snort or swallow or shoot anything. You won't. You won't need it. You just won't need it. And it'll drop off of you and fall off of you. And up you'll come. That's my desire. It grieves me that people that are full of sin stay out of places like this sometime. When they're the people that need it the most. Well, I just ain't good enough to go to a place that... Why do you think Jesus died for us? None of us good enough on our own. Right? So you watching this by TV and internet, don't you think twice about coming in here. I don't care if you laid out drunk all last night. You come in here and get help. Come in here and get God. Do it. We love you. We ain't going to continue. We're not going to look down on you. Come on in here. Yeah, but I've been strung out on drugs for 2 weeks. Come on in here. Get help. Sit in the anointing. How many believe, no matter how strung out you were, if you stand up here and worship God with us for these 30 minutes we did this morning, would that help you? Oh. Be in the presence of God. Come and be surrounded with a family of faith. We won't look at you and go, well, you're a mess. You'll never amount to anything. If somebody in here tells you that, tell me about it. We'll straighten it out. No. This bunch will look at you and go, you can have anything you can believe for. All things are possible to him that believes. I believe with you. Come on. You can be free. Yes, you can be free. Yes. You can be used of God. Don't care how dirty you've been. You can be clean. Don't care how messed up you've been. You can bound you've been. You can be free. You can be. That's what Jesus is all about. So we're going further today. Matthew 22, go to there. Jesus said, it has been given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And that we've been given ears to hear and eyes to see. Say it out loud. I have eyes to see.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
I have ears to hear.
I have a heart.
I have a heart.
To understand.
To understand.
And receive.
And receive.
The mysteries.
The mysteries.
Of the kingdom of God.
Of the kingdom of God.
See, God told us, he said, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before pigs and swine. What does that mean? Don't give precious things to people who don't appreciate them or value them, because he's that way. If he discerns a person's heart, they don't care about him, they don't want to know his things, he's not going to bother them. He's not going to push it off on them. You shouldn't either. I shouldn't either.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Time for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402E. That's R1402E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God.